Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Music and Spinner.com, where you can get free MP3s, exclusive interviews, and more.
It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 972 for Tuesday, December 1st, 2009. Sleep phones. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/GizWiz and follow Audible on Twitter at audible_com.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Hey, it's Dick D. Bartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz. One day a week, it's time to drop the standards for Turn the Table Tuesday.
Oh, look at this. I found some crap here. I'd love to share this.
Hello, Dick. How are you? I'm super fine. Oh, you have a gadget already?
I believe it or not, I'm ready with a gadget.
I do the intro and you go, oh, yeah. I have
sure
something.
It's under here. You know, this was driving me crazy because last week I knew I had a gadget. And I just couldn't remember what it was. And I ended up doing something else. But I knew I had a gadget. And then I would go out the door after the show last week, and I see it. It's right there on the shelf of my stuff.
This is your gadget.
This actually, do you know who Grammar Girl is?
Grammar Girl?
No. She does a podcast, Quick and Dirty Tips. She actually has a whole bunch of them now, but she started doing grammar, a great grammar podcast. And she was in here the other day talking about her latest book. And she said, have you used sleep phones? I said, no. She said, look, I'm going to send you some sleep phones. These are the best thing ever. And see, it has a sticker right on the box. It says, recommended by Grammar Girl, quick and dirty tips for better writing.
Are you saying sleep phones, like S-L-E-E-P?
Yeah, it comes from acousticsheep.com, if that doesn't confuse you even more.
Acoustic sheep.
But it is sleep. These are the sleep phones. And I got an email from Dr. Wei Xin Lai, who's the CEO. He's a physician. And he says, okay. When you met Grammar Girl recently, she showed you a pair of sleep phones, the best headphones for sleeping. Many of her podcast listeners have enjoyed using sleep phones to listen to other podcasts and audiobooks. He sent me two, and I have been listening to my sleep phones, and it is the best thing ever. You know how much I love audiobooks.
Yeah. Well, but isn't the Daily GizWiz the original Put You to Sleep podcast?
It is.
Aren't they kind of cashing in on our fame?
Well, I don't think it matters what you listen to with these. These are the greatest things. I love them, and everybody should get them. It's at sleepphones.com. Okay, so watch. Now, I'm going to take off my headphones, and I'll put on my sleep phones. It looks like, you know.
So you're putting on a headband.
It looks like a headband like you would wear, like, to the gym, right?
Yeah, yeah, or if you're jogging.
You're jogging. But if you pull the part down here over your ears, there's little speakers, but they're flat speakers in there. And then it's got a cable that you could plug into any, you know, it's a little mini jack that you could plug into any device, like an iPod or whatever. So it's got the little cable.
That's nice.
Yeah, a little plug. So, you know, I can plug it into my iPod and then. The thing is, you can put your head on the, you know, I don't know if you ever tried to wear headphones to bed, but you can't.
Terrible.
And even the in-ear ones I have. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Look at Colleen's given me a little plug, so I can actually do the rest of the show with these on. I just have to plug that in down here. This is brilliant. You're brilliant, Colleen. Look, now I can plug these in. I'm not so brilliant because I don't know where I plugged it. There it is.
What? You can't see it.
Wow, you're loud.
It was under the desk.
Okay. And now I'm wearing headphones. The sound quality is very good. I mean, you could listen to music, but I think it's really best for spoken word. Actually, music sounds great. I've listened to music on these things. I actually listen like I walk home with these because it just looks like you're wearing a headband. It doesn't look like you're wearing headphones. Great for exercising. This is a nice. Yeah. But you put your head on the pillow. And you can go to sleep listening to your favorite audiobook or a favorite.
Does it come in colors?
Podcast. Yes, I have. This one is the black one. I have another one, which is a light blue one. He sent me two, which was very nice. Sleepphones.com. I don't actually know how much they cost, so let me check. If you go to sleepphones.com, and they have what colors? They have. It'll play anything, by the way. He says you could put the binaural beats, you know, that's supposed to trance you out, if that helps you sleep.
Right.
Or I have a thing on my iPhone that does, like, because I know you like white noise.
Yeah, I do like,
I have rain and stuff like that. In fact, if you go to their website, you can download MP3s of things that you could listen to. Let me just see
how much. Nice.
There's an instant discount on here if you go to sleepphones.com. I think I've brought the site down. Everybody's there. It's all of a sudden it's not moving. Everybody, can you leave the site alone for a minute just so I can see what the prices are on these things? Anyway, I'm a huge fan of these things. I wear them to bed every night now. And by the way,
someone in the chat room might know. Looks like $54.90. Amazon $65. Someone else says $55.
Can't be that much, are they really? That's a little pricey. Yeah,
it does sound a little pricey.
That's
why they sound so good.
It's a polyester fleece headband, adjustable fit. It's washable. You could take the sound out, you know, the headphones out and wash it.
Headphones out, okay.
Yep. The binaural beats that it comes with nature sounds, will help you sleep.
Well, when you said it comes with it, you mean like on a
CD?
It comes
with a CD, that you could play back.
Oh, on the CD, you get a CD, okay.
But, you know, I plug it into my, I can't believe we brought the server down. I can't believe it.
Well, obviously not a Squarespace website.
Yeah, they need to get Squarespace real quick. I'm listening to you right now, actually, on my sleep phones instead of my regular headphones. I think these things are great. So highly recommended. Highly recommended. I didn't realize they were that expensive. That's kind of a bummer that they're so expensive.
Well, maybe if the discount code kicks in, it might knock it down by something.
They also sell there a full night MP3 player. It looks like an iPod Shuffle that will play all night. The Nature Sounds CD, 32 ohms impedance, which means that's why they were so loud.
Yes.
Yeah, ROHS compliant, Polartec recycled fleece. It's made out of soda bottles and spandex.
Oh, I hope someone didn't wear the spandex. I hope they washed it before they made it.
I'm sure they did. I'm very happy with these. I literally go to bed with these. Oh, and there's the lights are on.
Oh,
you can also use it. I don't know if this is the intent, but it works very well as little blinders.
Can you see through them at all?
No, it's dark.
No. Okay, so they're not good for bank holdups.
No. No, I wouldn't recommend these for bank holders. But really good if you're in an environment with noisy or light. This would be great for the airplane. I just fell in love with these. So
yeah, it's a great idea.
Thank you, Grammar Girl, for suggesting them, and that's my pick of the week. Sleep phones at sleepphones.com. You could probably even wear them on the tractor.
I'm sure, yeah. He's probably ordering them right now.
I haven't tried them on the airplane, but it's not... You know, they're not noise reduction and they're not in-ear. So you'd get some airplane noise, but, you know, their quality is pretty good. I bet you these would be fine on the airplane. I'll try them on my next flight and let you know.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
No, that's great. That's a great gadget.
Very cool. And as long as you're getting the sleep phones, can I recommend audible.com for something to listen to?
Nice.
Segue, isn't that good? It comes with, of course, the CD for the, the binaural beats that make you sleep. But frankly, I've been listening to my audiobooks on this thing because I find that's a nice way to go to sleep. Have you ever tried that? Audiobooks to go to sleep?
No.
You should try that instead of your wave machine. It's like mother reading to you. Don't listen to anything really funny or dramatic, though, because you won't go to sleep. I'm listening to Jerry Pournelle and Larry Niven's Lucifer's Hammer right now about the end of the world, a comet hits us. And
you don't want that.
No, I'm afraid it's actually such a page turner that it's kept me up. I just lie there.
I see.
With my eyes open, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next?
No.
What's going to happen next? But you can go to audible.com. There are many books to choose from. If you go to audible.com/gizwiz, you can pick from 65,000 different titles. And now when you go there, you'll sign up for the gold account, which is a book a month, but your first one's free and it's yours to keep even if you can cancel at any time. and you just get to keep the book. Sarah Palin's new book's out, Going Rouge. This would be a good one. I'm sorry, Going Rogue. Did I say Rouge?
I was going to say. All these months, I thought it was Rogue.
Going Rouge.
And
no.
It turns out to be a makeup book. Who knew?
Let me play a little bit. This is Sarah Palin from Going Rogue. She reads it, you know.
So, oh. Annoyed at my own annoyance. I still hadn't learned to accept the fact that political machines twist and distort public service, and that a lot of times, very little they do makes any sense. Years before, I had seen our state speeding toward an economic train wreck. Since construction...
So, this is one of many different titles you can get. If you're a lefty, you can get Al Franken's book, too. There's a lot of wonderful stuff on here. In fact, one of the good things that Audible's done during the campaigns, you know, they were for free. They were giving away speeches. For instance, here there's a vice presidential debate between Joe Biden and Sarah Palin. It's free. A lot of pro bono recordings as well. Yeah. Audible.com is just, to me, it's a great resource. I don't go to the bookstore. I don't buy books anymore. I don't hardly even put books on my Kindle anymore. I just, first place I go, is it on Audible? That's my way of reading. It's listening. I love to listen. You will too. Go to audible.com/gizwiz. Sign up for the gold account. Your first book is absolutely free, and it's yours to keep, even if you cancel at any time. Audible.com/gizwiz.
On your way to work, on your way to school, when you can't read a book, don't be a fool. Get Audible. Over 50,000 books. Audible. All of my fighting on my cow. Get Audible.
Audible.com/gizwiz. Oh, let me find a good letters jingle. We haven't listened to this one in a while.
Oh.
Here come your letters, your loving letters. Here come your letters, your loving Gizwiz letters. Your Gizwiz letters now.
You know what? Wearing the sleep phones.
Yeah.
I look like I'm in Flashdance when that song goes.
You do. I think it's a good look. I think you should just wear them.
I got to get the leg warmers.
An opening speech or something.
Yeah. I should come out with the torn sweatshirt.
Yeah. And after the diet, I think.
Okay. Yeah, you know when he wants to see a sweaty fat man exercise.
No.
That's no good.
You know what? I used to go to sleep here in New York City like at 3 in the morning. One of the public, the PBS stations does like, they run overnight classes for kids like in chemistry. And about 2 minutes of that, I am out like a light. So,
chemistry classes, always good for sleeping.
Yeah, always good. Wow.
So email from Rob Houghton, I'm not sure how he pronounces it.
Okay.
You forwarded this along to me, and I thank you. Says, Dear Dickie D, my name is Rob Houghton, and a way back I'd written two themes for your non-existent show days. He's the guy who wrote No Show Saturday and Sleeping in Sunday.
Yes.
Great guy, by the way.
Yeah, great themes.
I should play just a little bit. Have we played it on the show recently?
A couple of weeks ago, but it's been a very long time.
In between, yes. Yeah. Let me see. Do I have him here?
Any day of the week, you know, you can type fridaytheme.com,
you know,
and Saturday and Sunday.
Believe
theme
it or not,
I deleted
themes that we don't play.
Oh, okay.
It looks like I deleted. Wait a minute. Here it is. So here's the, is this the Sleeping in Sunday? Let's see. Here's the Saturday theme from Rob Houghton.
Free Saturday, what will we do? No show. Free Saturday, what will we do?
I don't know.
And here's his Sunday theme. I love this one.
Sleeping in Sunday on a day like Israel. Sleeping
in. Isn't he great?
Yeah.
So he says, since then, I've been busy with some friends of mine and came up with an iPhone app I thought you might like. It's called Momu, M-O-M-U, and it stands for Motion Music. It's an app that generates random music in response to how and when you move your iPhone or iPod Touch. You know, the iPhone and the iPod Touch have built-in accelerometers. That's how it knows that you've, you know, turned to the screen or whatever. So I guess this application takes advantage of that, which is kind of interesting. And so as you're jogging along, the faster you jog, I guess, the different the music would be. There are various themes, some serious, some not so. I personally recommend Uncle Jimmy's Slag Farm Oasis.
I think I went there for vacation.
I will leave it to you to decide for yourself. Just FYI, some of the themes respond to variances in the level of vigor with which one shakes your device, as do most of us. The following, he sent us some promo codes, which I'm going to now use to, actually, you know what? I'm just going to buy the darn thing. Here it is, Momu. What a clever idea.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what this does. So let me download it. I'm going to install it on my iPhone. And maybe tomorrow I can play it for you.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. Right.
Momu. And so that's very cool. Thank you for passing that along, Rob. And thank you, Dick, for sending me. He sent us a code. But I like to support developers. It's only 99 cents. And I'm going to put this in my sleep phones.
And that's the kind of guy he is.
That's the kind of guy I am. And I'm going to put this on my sleep phones. And then I'd be jogging with my sleep phone, listening to my audiobook, and then shaking my iPhone. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I think you'll lose 5 pounds by morning if you do all that.
Dick, I am out of time, but not out of food, so I'm going to go eat.
Okay.
All this talk about dieting is making me so hungry.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'll be back tomorrow. I hope you will, too.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
Its own gravy.
Yeah.